And she called them DSAs. You know what that was? A damn sit around. She was a character.
Now, when a girl was leaving the party by herself, a boy might say, "Can I?"
May I?
A boy would always
go to your home or something like that.
Okay. A boy would always what? He would always see her home.
Yes. That's right. If she, most all the time, they went, you know, with some boy. But if they hadn't, they would see her home.
Okay. Now, a boy left home to go to college and left home to go to school and did show up. You'd say he
deserted.
Or what about, you know, you missed the day and nobody found out about it? They say they were doing what?
Playing hooky.
Yeah. And they say you go to school to get
an education.
And after kindergarten, when you started school, you started in the what?
Kindergarten. And when first grade, didn't have kindergarten then.
Okay. And now when you sat in.
With the class?
This is a...
A desk.
You sat in what in school? Each
classroom? A desk. And classroom, at a desk.
Yeah. Classroom would have new... You say the classroom has new...
New equipment, new desk. And tables, of course. The teacher would have a desk, but they would have tables too lots of times.
Okay. Now,
for reading.
The town has a post office, but it does not have a place where you can go have an operation, which is
hospital.
Okay, or
clinic.
A place where you can go to see the show, which is
theater.
Okay, or a place where you can stay overnight, which is
Hotel, a motel now.
Or a place where you could get a book out, which is a
library.
Now, when you're in the hospital, who looks after you?
Nurses.
And you catch a train at the
depot.
Yeah. Now, when two streets cross, and you're trying to get from the corner of one street to the corner of the other one, over here to here, instead of going that way around the street, you say you went
diagonally.
Well, compared to the corners, talking about the corners,
oh.
You say you went what way across the street? Catty corner.
Catty corner. Yeah.
You ever hear that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've heard of that quite often. Catty corner.
Okay. When you were young, what was the first big town you went into? Can you tell me?
Memphis.
Okay. And you rode on what there?
I lived there.
You did?
At one time with my. See, we didn't have any high schools here.
Yes, ma'am.
And my mother went up there and put us in school. My father stayed here, but that didn't last long. And I stayed up there with an aunt.
Yes, ma'am.
And went to school. And then went to college.
They had them in Greenville, too, didn't they? You
mm-hmm.
rode on what?
Streetcar.
Okay. You get on them and you tell the conductor, next corner is where I want.
Yeah, that and most of them, well, in Memphis had a little thing, you pull the cord, you see, you give a signal where you want to get off. I was a conductor. It was a large place, you see, and he couldn't remember every place to stop.
Yes, ma'am. Now, a political candidate who wants to get tougher, the police get tougher, says he's for more what? We said, we need more.
A rule? Law? Hard?
Uh-huh. Law and what?
Order.
You say, we need more. What was that club they had up in Greenville that was organized? Do you remember that? Call it Law and Order?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you say we need more?
Law and Order, that's right. Yeah, we have laws now, but no teeth in them. How about that?
Well, it's because we have so many of them.
Let me tell you, people get out and do anything in the world they want to now. We have a penitentiary up here and they're making a resort out of it. That's a fact.